Zelensky makes brief visit to Saudi Arabia seeking MBS support for peace formula. By Francis Martel on February 28, 2024. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky briefly visited Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, receiving a warm greeting from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and engaging in what Zelensky called a candid and meaningful conversation. The Saudi Ministry of Foreign Affairs published a large set of photos of the Crown Prince welcoming Zelensky and his delegation to the country on Tuesday, shaking hands and smiling together. It did not offer any significant commentary on the content of the exchange. The Saudi press agency offered that the Crown Prince affirmed the kingdom's keenness and support for all international endeavors and efforts aimed at resolving the Ukrainian-Russian crisis during the meeting. Zelensky published several posts on social media describing the nature of his visit and thanking his hosts for their hospitality. "I had a meaningful and candid conversation with His Royal Highness Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman," he wrote in a message published on Twitter. "We discussed the peace formula's points and the progress that can be made in implementing them. Saudi Arabia's leadership can assist in finding equitable solutions." Ukraine introduced a plan to end the Russian invasion it calls the peace formula in late 2022 that consists of a full embargo by nearly all world states on business with Russia, the establishment of special court systems to try Russians accused of war crimes in Ukraine, and mapping out security guarantees for Ukraine following the end of the hostilities. Zelensky noted in his statement on his visit to Saudi Arabia that he will again promote the plan in an imminent global peace summit in Switzerland. He insisted that Ukraine enjoyed ongoing active support from Saudi Arabia on the issue of the peace summit. Saudi Arabia and Ukraine also reportedly discussed the potential for Riyadh to broker more prisoner exchanges with Russia, according to the Ukrainian state outlet Ukrinform. Zelensky added that, in addition to the subject of the war with Russia, he and Mohammed bin Salman looked at specific opportunities for economic and technological cooperation between Ukraine and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has maintained a nominally neutral position on the Russian invasion of Ukraine since strongman Vladimir Putin announced a full-scale military operation to oust Zelensky in February 2022. Riyadh prioritizes business ties with Russia, particularly in the oil sector, but has repeatedly welcomed Zelensky and brokered prisoner exchanges between the two countries. Saudi Arabia has offered hundreds of millions of dollars in humanitarian aid to Ukraine while being one of Russia's top oil clients, selling Russian oil inexpensively at home while selling Saudi oil at a markup abroad. Saudi Arabia also hosted a large peace summit for Ukraine in August, inviting over 40 countries but notably missing the presence of a representative from Russia. Mohammed bin Salman welcomed Putin to his country in December and reportedly met with the Speaker of Russia's federal legislature, the State Duma, on Monday before greeting Zelensky. In December, the Crown Prince declared Putin, whose travels are limited by an International Criminal Court, ICC, arrest warrant on him over war crimes in Ukraine, a cherished guest. Saudi Arabia also applied to join Russia in the China-led BRICS geopolitical alliance and received an invitation to join in January. Mohammed bin Salman has personally participated in BRICS events, but his government of fellow BRICS member South Africa made the somewhat surprising revelation this week that Saudi Arabia had not formalized its membership in BRICS and could potentially withdraw at any time. Saudi Arabia is still going through its own processes, South African ambassador to Russia Mzuluko Jeff Makituka told the Russian news agency TASS. 1. As a nation state. 2. Together with the BRICS shepherds. Saudi Arabia has not yet endorsed. The Saudi government's closeness to Russia have elicited the ire of some Western nations, most prominently the leftist administration of President Joe Biden in America. In October 2022, the Biden administration issued pointed declarations accusing Riyadh of supporting the invasion of Ukraine on the grounds that the Saudi government had supported a cut in oil production by the oil cartel OPEC Plus, which includes Russia. "Look, it's clear that OPEC Plus is aligning with Russia with today's announcement," White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said following the early October production cut announcement. White House spokesman John Kirby said Biden was working to reevaluate America's relationship with Saudi Arabia following the oil cut. Zelensky personally intervened to defend the kingdom, calling the Crown Prince and issuing a statement reading in part, "Thanked, Mohammed bin Salman, for supporting Ukraine's territorial integrity. Resolution at the UN General Assembly. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.